This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we'll talk highlights from The Rising of the Shield Hero Season 3, Episode 6, titled Where You Point Your Strength. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always is my co-host and kin, the oldest brother Colton. Joining us, is this your first time ever doing the Shield Hero episode? It's usually just me and Brennan, I feel like.
No, I've been on a few, but I've missed the last few for sure.
I think you've missed at least the last three episodes.
Yeah, probably right. Work the days we record it, and it's not the top show that we're dying to record for, so.
Yep. Well, things, in my opinion, kind of turned around for me this episode. This episode gave me what I've needed this whole season, and that is hope. Hope that this show can be good.
Yes, this is definitely, to me, the best one of the season so far.
Hands down, this is the best episode that we've had since season one, in my opinion.
Yes, for sure.
The fact that, like, these heroes are finally, like, we're finally gonna work together. I can't even explain how much payoff there is that we're finally gonna get to not hate these other heroes. Like, they've just wanted us to hate them for so long that now that we are finally going to get to enjoy them being a part of Naofumi's team in a way, man, I'm super excited.
I know. It looks like it could be pretty good if it goes right. I don't know why people keep hanging around with Bitch all the time.
Yeah, and they weren't calling her that this episode. They called her Witch one time and then just Mine.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I guess fine, but it's like, why name her that if we're not going to call her it?
Right.
Well, here's the episode synopsis. Ren is haunted by the deaths of his party members in a failed attempt to defeat the spirit tortoise, and doesn't want to believe that he might be responsible for what happened. Mine seems to be ready to take his side and support him, but... ... All right, so what was your favorite part about this episode?
I guess all in all, it was just the action in general. It kind of felt like it kind of got back to its roots from season one, you know?
And, yeah, letting the hate flow through some characters.
Right. Even though the sword heroes, gluttony and, what else was his other one?
He had greed.
And greed. It didn't seem to power him up all that much. For some reason, it made him weaker.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too.
But
because like it made Naofumi basically strong as hell when he unlocked the curse series. That's when he was like unbeatable essentially. But yeah. Ren is just like, maybe it's because he, I don't know, like his curse series just sucked more or less. Like nobody was having any trouble beating him. Like he literally lost to a just normal swordswoman who's just a knight, not a hero, not a vassal weapon hero, just literally a captain, and he was bested by her. Not talking crap on her, but it's like Naofumi ain't gonna lose to just anybody, let alone somebody that's not even a vassal weapon hero. Like, dude, you're the hero that got the sword. Like, either you're really are like not good with your sword, or Eclair is just way stronger than we know.
Yeah, she's strong, I know that for sure, but yeah, she shouldn't be as strong as an hero. And It's funny seeing Moriyasu actually, now he's pretty freaking strong.
I know.
Because he figured out, I guess, how the Shield Hero told him to train.
What did the Shield Hero tell him how to train? Like, did he just say, you've got to, like, put in the work or something? Like, what did he I'll have to go back and watch that episode of what did he tell Motoyasu specifically to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I had to go back too, but I didn't yet.
Well, I already read the episode synopsis. So the episode starts with Ren. He's back in his original world. This is like a flashback. Some girl stops and asks him if she can come over to his house and play Brave Star. And he's like, huh, you want to play again? And then he turns around and he sees like that a bunch of people want to come over with her. And I guess they're trying to show us that he was a shut-in. Is that kind of what you got from that too?
Yeah.
Like he didn't really have friends and he preferred to just kind of be alone and nobody really, like some guy said, I've never even heard that guy talk before.
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe, just a shut-in, you know, goes home and plays games, maybe has a few friends. But yeah, overall, just when he gets with around a large crowd, he doesn't like it.
Yeah. Ren said, he says, I knew this world well. It was exactly the same as the game I used to play, Brave Star Online. I can speedrun this world too. And then that's whenever they show he's about to fight the Spirit Tortoise. Opening song plays. We come back. Ren's entire squad is laying in a pool of blood. He doesn't understand why he couldn't win. He even mentions that they were all above level 80. And this beast should have been... The Spirit Tortoise, he said, should have been able to been defeated by anybody level 60 and higher. So he's in total denial about the whole thing. He's blaming his party members that they were weak. He's like, yeah, it's because they were weak. This isn't my fault. Then we get the flashback of him and Naofumi going at it. Naofumi has the great line of saying, if that's how you're going to be, then I've got some shit to say to you, too. This world is not a game. You had people who believed in you and followed you wherever you went. Next thing we know, Ren, we go over to real time. He's waking up in an inn. And classic case of getting robbed by the person you thought you could trust. So she took everything from this guy, except for basically his sword, because you can't take that.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing she did to
Naofumi.
Naofumi, yeah.
Yeah. This freaking girl, man. Like, if somebody doesn't... There better be a huge payoff of, like, you know, on season one, whenever they got to put the slave crest on her and humiliate her, like, that was a huge payoff. I want that again times 10. Like, it's at the point where death isn't good enough. Like, I need something, like, ongoing where she is miserable. Not torture, but, like, you know, something. Maybe torture. We'll see.
Yeah, something's gotta happen for her.
And this is probably the first time I felt bad for Ren the whole show. Whenever he's realizing, he's reading the note that she left for him. And it says, you're useless to me now, so I'm taking what useful things you have. This really Fs him up. Like, I genuinely felt bad for Ren at this point. I'm like, dang, this is giving me, like, Naofumi vibes from season one. Like, he's going through the same crap. Like, nobody believes him. The one person he thought he could trust. Like, what the heck's going on? And then his sadness, it quickly turns to rage. Those two goons that jumped Naofumi last episode, they show up. And he tries fighting back. But there was a weird part where he, like, his heart thumped. Like he was going to have a heart attack, and so he decides to run, yeah. Finds a shelter, and this lady, he's like, it's okay, I'm the sword hero. And she's like, get the hell out of my house, basically. She said that he didn't even help fight the Spirit Tortoise, and she doesn't want anything to do with him.
Yeah,
so now he's at an all-time low. Pretty dude's down on his luck. I mean, really down on his luck. And then he runs and he runs and he keeps running. He ends up at the cave where he was fighting Motoyasu last episode. and there's four guys there, the bandits, and they're all giving him shit, like, oh, look what the cat dragged in. It's the sword hero.
Right.
And then, like, you talk shit, you get hit. Ren decides, you know what? I'm going to take some anger out. He kills the leader, takes his mask, puts it on, turns to the other guys, and says, I'm keeping the mask, bitches.
Yeah. Thing's mine.
By the way, I'm keeping the mask. Which, what did you think about this whole thing? Like, the mask for me was just cheesy. Like, we didn't need the mask. It was pointless. Like, it was one episode. It's not like he was wearing this thing for three episodes. He had it on for one episode. Just don't even have this in the story. It just is cheesy.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of the stupid mask was. That was kind of dumb.
It was dumb. Like, it gave him no power. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they were just trying to show that he was hiding, and that helped.
Yeah, it's a... I don't know. It was kind of a pointless thing for him to do all that. Like, well, I know. I guess it's like he had an internal struggle, but they resolved it. Mm-hmm. At least they resolved it that in an episode. Brennan said he's having a hard time because they're not resolving anything. They kind of are this season. They know that he's getting the heroes on their team, and he's actually doing it this time instead of just fucking ignoring what the Queen's been telling them the whole time.
Next thing we know, I guess he unlocks the Rage Sword before he kills the leader. Like, he kills the leader after unlocking the Rage Sword. Or I guess we learn later it's greed and gluttony, his the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
So now we fast forward. It's Moto Yasu versus Ren. Then Naofumi shows up, and Moto Yasu's still calling him father, which is still pretty funny. Like, Moto Yasu is so much more likable when he's not full of himself.
Right. Like, he didn't give a shit about killing those dudes.
No, he didn't. He broke the number one rule for a Saiyan. You know, you never attack when someone's powering up. You gotta let him. You gotta let him do it.
Yeah, he didn't.
So Ren, right away, he sees Naofumi and he says, "Maneater, Meteor Slash," and he starts hitting him with his moves. Naofumi can see the hate in Ren's eyes, and he recognizes right away it's the Curse series. And Naofumi asks and makes the mistake of asking where mine is, and Moto Yasu's like, "Ooh, you shouldn't have asked him that." Ren says, "Let this foolish sinner pay for his transgressions with execution by beheading. Let him despair as his head is separated from his body before he even has time to scream. Guillotine." And this move was kind of like his shield prison. It didn't work, but...
Yeah, I didn't do much.
Still a pretty cool move. Naofumi blocks this thing. Everybody else shows up. He's like, "Everybody stay back." And then Ren busts out another move. "Let this foolish sinner pay for his transgressions by being crushed in the name of God. Take my riches and unleash a divine strike upon my foe. Gold Rebellion." And Naofumi blocks that too, pretty easily. And then Eclair is like, "Naofumi, let me knock some sense into this guy." Because apparently she can see the pain in Ren's sword. Long story short, they fight. She asks, "Once you're the strongest, then what? What do you want then?" And he says, "I want to be the strongest and save the world. That's right. I'm the chosen hero, the sword hero that saves the world. Now die." And then Eclair is basically like, "No, that's what was thrust upon you. What do you want for yourself?" He ends up going full rage mode. The earth splits. And then this is when Naofumi is like, "Oh, my curse is wrath, his is greed and gluttony, so he must have two." Which means Moto Yasu, between Moto Yasu and Itsuki, there's got to be four more, so they've all got to have two except for Naofumi, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And you know Moto Yasu's is definitely lust.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, yeah.
He's 100% lust.
Yeah.
Eclair ends up besting him, breaks his mask, all the curse stuff disappears. She holds out her hand to Ren. He's embarrassed, though. The two goons show up again. the guy right out of the gates is like Meteor Bullet, starts bringing this thing down from the sky, ready to kill everybody. But Brendan and I talked about last week, that thing's coming down so slow. It'd be so easy for these heroes to just literally like, everybody pick up your things and move over here. Like, even if Motoyasu didn't stab this guy in the back right when he showed up, they could very easily get away from this.
Oh yeah.
So he stabs this guy, he's covered in blood. He looks at the next guy and says, "You're next." And then he slices that guy in half and then cuts off his head. And now Fumi is like shocked by how fast he is now. And one thing that I noted, it's interesting that these guys had blood this time, whereas last time they were just like video game characters that just pixelated.
Yeah, when they I noticed got cut. That too, that they actually showed blood when they sliced their head off. So I was like, oh.
So maybe these were their actual bodies this time?
Maybe. I don't know if they're like able to I guess they could have been because of the souls.
Mm-hmm.
Is what.
Yeah, Raftalia didn't even end up getting to slice them up, though.
Yeah. So that makes sense. It could be their real bodies this time.
Yeah. So Eclair, she says, basically Eclair and Ren were the stars of this episode. She says, "I realized why you were suffering. You didn't want to waste away in a place like this, but you don't know what to do. Even if you did change and get stronger, the things you've lost wouldn't come back. And that's why you should live and keep fighting, to make up for the things you've lost. Right now you're weak, but I'm sure there must be some sliver of strength within you." And then we get a flashback of Ren back in the real world, where he's like walking home from school, and I guess in Japan people just be stabbing random people on the streets. Because that's how that time I got reincarnated as a slime starts off, too.
Yeah.
Just a random stabber. This guy pulls out a knife. Ren jumps in front of him, takes the stab right in the kidney. And I don't know if that's how he ends up in this world, but I think it's safe to assume that's what it is. Like, do you think that that's what brought him here? Or do you think that that was like it just happened in his life and then he was playing video games later on? And
yeah.
Because for now, for me, he was reading a book.
Yeah. You know what? It's hard to say. Like, I don't know how, if he was actually, that's how he was summoned. He could have been. Like, you know, he was summoned right at the right time and everybody was under different circumstances. So he said he's been in that game. So it could be a totally different experience compared to how. Now for me, because that's how they kind of explained it in the first season. It's almost different to everybody else how they play the game or
yeah
view that world. So
yeah, and I have a feeling we'll never actually find out why they all specifically got brought to the world. But I'm okay with that. I'm just happy that now Ren and Motoyasu, like, they're. There's only one chip left to fall, and then we finally have the four cardinal heroes 3 seasons later working together.
Yeah.
But the episode ends with Eclair pulling Ren onto his feet, saying that it'd be nice if she had a training partner. He looks at her and kind of smiles, and then Motoyasu ends up chasing Philo and runs away. And that pretty much is how the episode ended. It was a good, great episode. I won't even say good. This was a great episode for Shield Hero standards. Next week's episode is episode 7 of the season, and it's titled The Girl and the Dragon.
Yeah, and you've seen her in the previews, or the opening, so.
I can't think of it. I was thinking it was going to be Mine and some dragon. But you know. You already know Mine is working with these two goons. Like, 100% she is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I kind of hope she just dies this season, though. Because everybody's got to know by now, like, she's worthless. But, you know, she's going to go up to the bow hero, and, you know, he's going to feel the same way, and they're all going to try to convince him, and so.
If he falls for it. These people are just all stupid, man. But I can't complain. And me and Brendan have been talking some mad crap about this show. And rightfully so. The first, you know, five episodes were not good. Like, where they were going, the Dark Colosseum, the whole arc. Like, now we're finally getting into what feels like not filler episodes. Like, let's round up the Cardinal Heroes. Let's take down this Phoenix that's on the way. You know, let's level up some people. Let's stick with the core group of people that we care about, and let's maim Mine. Like, let's seriously harm her. Let's cut her arms off. Put a new slave crest on her, because clearly that slave crest is gone. She got it off somehow.
Yeah, something happened where they could take it off, so... Yeah, they gotta figure something else out with her.
Yeah. But that's all I've got for this episode. Do you have any other closing thoughts?
No, sorry, it's kind of short. It's late, and we're just kind of...
Oh, yeah, these are highlights. It's not deep dive. Yeah. Just highlights of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hero.
Yeah, but this is definitely the best one of the season, so I'll continue to watch it. You know, I've been definitely enjoying this season a lot more than the second season, so I can't complain.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I enjoyed this episode more than I enjoyed any episode from the second season. That's just how it goes sometimes. But I'm Jordo.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.